full of simple PA to the user concurred. This is 03-23-2026, dictation is 4. Miss Maria Barrientos spells B-A-R-R-I-E-N-T-O-S. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 10-06-1964. This is a 61-year-old female here with call spirit. Next paragraph, patient is accompanied by her daughter who reported a patient's been having a call for 4 days along with fever, period. She says she was given over-the-counter medication with no improvement, period. And she says she did not check her temperature, but she felt hot, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient reports rash on her lower extremity. Daughter said she has not changed soaps, lotion, perfume, detergent, and indicated the rash itches, period. Next paragraph. Next line, she says cough is productive of brown sputum, but denies weight loss and night sweats and travel history, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, interactive. Patient has a history of CVA. She is right paraplegic. Correction, right-sided weakness. And is wheelchair-bound, period. She speaks, but it's difficult to understand what she says. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Alert. Interactive. Moist mucous membranes. Vitals are as follows. O2 status 97% room air. Blood pressure 119 over 71. Pulse 82. Respiration 19. Temperature 97.2, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, HE&T normal. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin. Patient has a hyperpigmented erythematous macule discreetly distributed in her lower extremities. No fissures, no bullae, no vesicles. Next paragraph, neuro. Patient is alert. She has right-sided weakness secondary to a CVA. She has difficulties with speech. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is a rash. Number two is a cough. Number three is bronchitis. Number four is fever. The following tests were done in the clinic today. Correction. No tests were done. Next paragraph, patient received the following medication in the clinic today. Rosefin, 1 gram IM. She was given nebulizer treatment consists of Atrovent and albuterol times 1. On completion of these medications, she was reevaluated. She indicated she's doing better. Reports no side effects from the medication. She's comfortable with my discharge plan. Patient was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if she does not get better. With what I've done for her today, she was sent home with the following medication. Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 30 days. Next medication, triamcinolone, 0.1% cream. Apply BID for 14 days, number 1-2. Next medication, moxifloxacin, 400 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 5 days, number 5. Next medication, Desalon, 100 milligrams, 1 pill TID. Times 10 days, number 30. Next medication, albuterol, 2.5 milliliters. She already has a nebulizer machine at home. She would use 3 milliliters with her home nebulizer 3 times a day, PRN as needed for shortness of breath, cough for a wheezing period. She was given the opportunities to ask questions, says she has none. Daughter, family members say they have no questions. They were given strict return precautions. End of dictation.